glad songs of victory. My power and my strength come from the Lord, and he has saved me. From the tents of God's people come shouts of victory. The Lord is powerful. With his mighty arm the Lord wins victories. The Lord is powerful. And so my life is safe, and I will live to tell what the Lord has done. He punished me terribly, but he didn't let death lay its hands on me. Open the gates of justice. I will enter and tell the Lord how thankful I am. Here is the gate of the Lord. Everyone who does right may enter this gate. I praise the Lord for answering my prayers and saving me. The stone that the builders tossed aside has now become the most important stone. The Lord has done this, and it is amazing to us. This day belongs to the Lord. Let's celebrate and be glad today. We'll ask the Lord to save us. We'll sincerely ask the Lord to let us win. God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We praise you from here in the house of the Lord. The Lord is our God, and he has given us light. Start the celebration. March with palm branches all the way to the altar. The Lord is my God. I will praise him and tell him how thankful I am. Tell the Lord how thankful you are, because he is kind and always merciful.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome to another show of scripture readings. Today we will listen to two readings in each segment of this podcast. All readings will be read from the New International Version of the Holy Bible. The first reading will be taken from Acts chapter 5, verses 27 through 32, followed by the reading of Psalms 150 in its entirety. Hear the word of the Lord. Having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. We are the witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. And now Psalms 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him for the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. At the break, we will listen to revelation by Third Day Vivo.
Got a clue.
The second segment of this podcast will consist of readings from Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, and John's Gospel chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Greetings and doxology. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, Almighty. And now from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Jesus appears to his disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and sighed. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Jesus appears to Thomas. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. When the other disciples told him that they had seen the Lord, he declared, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hand, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these were written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The word of the Lord. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, do not let your word go out void. Let the reader and every listener be blessed as they apply your word in their daily living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Every Eye Shall See, sung by the Statesmen.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLP.com.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.